Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now, police in Derry have come under attack with petrol bombs this afternoon as parades marking the Easter Rising take place. The PSNI say that nobody has been injured and they've appealed for calm. The parade is an Irish Republican march, which was deemed illegal after permission was not granted from the Parades Commission. From Derry, I'm joined on the line by Rebecca Black, PA's Ireland correspondent. Rebecca, what's the situation in the city at the moment?
Hello. Well, things are a little quieter at the minute. The police helicopter is still overhead circling, and I think there's a sort of sense of a bit of unrest that maybe perhaps after dark we might see a little more sort of rioting taking place.
And will you take us through what happened today? There's been images shared on social media, but paint a picture of what you saw today.
Yeah, sure. So it was a march that was organised by the Derry 1916 Commemoration Committee. It was largely associated with violent dissident Republicans. So they formed up. There was a sort of colour party of people in paramilitary style dress who were masked and they were wearing sunglasses to disguise their identity. They started off in the Cregan era of Derry and started making their way towards the city cemetery where there is a Republican plot. And it was on the way, there was a police Land Rover which was monitoring events, and it came under attack by youths with petrol bombs and fireworks. And I mean, there was very much a sense of there was sort of pre-planned violence at it. There was people very openly walking around with crates of pre-made petrol bombs even before the parade had set off. Last week, the police said that they were concerned. They had intelligence reports that the event was going to be used as a platform to attack police. So perhaps for that reason, the police operation, whilst it was in place, it wasn't very visible. That police Land Rover was the first visible police vehicle that we saw and just immediately came under attack. It was fairly well alight when it drove off, but I suppose it's testament to how these vehicles are built that police have said nobody's been injured so far.
And have there been any arrests?
Not that we've seen or heard or police have notified so far. As I said, with police helicopter up, I think they're very much trying to gather evidence as the event took place and as the violence took place, and they'll maybe then revisit after and try to arrest people based on the images that they've gathered during the course of the day. But certainly there was no scenes of police rushing in to arrest people at the time. I think just given maybe the atmosphere and this section and this part of Derry, that probably would have incited more violence to take place.
Can you tell me a bit more about the group behind this particular protest?
Yes, I mean, certainly they're associated with dissident Republicans, but they're not really giving themselves a name. I suppose the biggest clue really was when we were in the cemetery and the final speech was made, and there was a call for anyone who considers themselves an Irish Republican need to do their bit. In their terms, doing their bit was joining the IRA. But so he then called for people to join the IRA, to which there was cheers. And in terms of the IRA they're referring to, it would very much be the dissident group that we see these days, and certainly not the provisional IRA, which has largely exited the stage.
And all of this comes amid a massive security operation in Northern Ireland ahead of the visit of the US president tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it was a headache the PSNI probably would have preferred not to have to grapple with. There's a huge amount of planning and pieces being put in place just ahead of the arrival.
Hello, Rebecca.
I think there's been a lot of American security forces spotted around Belfast just putting plans in place, and then Pace and I obviously are playing their role too, and that's definitely a heightened time for police, a lot of demands on them at a time when they've been complaining that their budget isn't sufficient too.
And you mentioned earlier that things are calm at the moment, but as the evening progresses, what's the what are the police's approach going to be?
Well, I feel like they're going to sort of, they're going to step back again as they have been doing across the day. I think as RT's Northern editor himself was tweeting earlier, when you have a line of police Land Rovers in an area where there's a lot of people, it's a very visible target. It's a very easy thing to attack. Whereas when they're sort of step back and they're just monitoring things with a helicopter, I mean, I'm sure there's a large number of officers hidden around corners somewhere that can come out if needs be, but certainly they're more of a moving target, if you like, for dissident elements who would like to attack them at the minute. And it certainly seems to be paying off so far. As I say, I mean, it still seems pretty quiet now. There was a very heavy rain shower earlier, which can never be underestimated in terms of clearing people off the street.
Okay, Rebecca Black, PA's Ireland correspondent, thanks for that update, and we'll be back after this short break.